Hi guys, how are you? It's your girl Kamara A. Unique and welcome to another episode of the A. Unique Beauty Podcast where I talk all things beauty and God. I am your host Kamara A. Unique and I am a celebrity makeup artist. Some of my clients are Angela Bassett, Ava DuVernay, Garcelle Beauvais, June Ambrose, Little Rel Howery, Terry Crews, and so much more. I am also a philanthropist. I've been on the board for the YMCA for over 2 years now, and I am the founder of Kamara A Unique Beauty, where I have a lash line named after the iconic women in the Bible. And now the host of this podcast. Yes. I wanted to try something a little different where I introduce more about myself so you guys could know, because I can't assume that everyone knows who Kamara A. Unique is. And I don't want to assume that, but I do want to let you guys know that more about me so that you can know that the person you're listening to is someone that's been in the game for over 10 years, pursuing this makeup career for over 10 years before Instagram was Instagram. It's been a wonderful journey and I'm grateful for it. And I'm super happy that God allowed me to start this podcast. And let's get right into it. Let's talk about what I've been up to this past couple weeks. I know I'm a little late with the podcast, guys, and I apologize for that. I was supposed to have it out on Sunday and today is Wednesday. And it's been crazy. It's been a little bit of a trying to figure out my balance. I am hiring a social media manager. So if you know someone that is affordable, because I'm still a small business, so I would love to have someone that can come on and, you know, be on the team part-time to post on the Kamara A Unique Beauty Instagram for me. So I would definitely, and to send out some emails too. So I would definitely love to know if you guys have anyone in mind, please let me know. Balance. I'm trying to find more balance so that I can do more with all the things that God has been placing in my hands. This week was my friend Idara's birthday and it was amazing. We spent some time together. Idara is Miles. If you guys are following me on Instagram, I post a dog, a Frenchie. His name is Miles. That's his mom. And so Miles is my dog too now. She just doesn't understand yet, but it's fine. It's cool. I love Miles like he's my own. And he loves me like I'm his owner. And so we share custody of this dog. and he's awesome. He's awesome, awesome, awesome. We went hiking on Sunday and then we ordered, this fantastic sushi place called, Crispy Rice here in LA, and it was fantastic. And then we popped a bottle of Martinelli's apple juice and, well, not the apple juice, the sparkling cider. And, we watched The Undoing, and that show is fantastic. Like, Nicole Kidman is bae all day. Like, I am a huge fan of Nicole Kidman. I've always been a huge fan of her. I think she's amazing and her acting skills is beyond, like, it was just a fantastic show that had both of us like watching the whole entire series to the end and being exhausted, but like keep trying to keep our eyes open just so we could watch it. Miles completely ignored us and slept the whole time, but you know, that's just what Miles does. We're a part of his club. He's not a part of ours, you know? today I also worked with one of my favorite clients, Kel, from Kenan and Kel. He was awesome. I got to meet his new baby, Honor. He was so adorable. And I finally got to meet his youngest daughter, Wisdom, who is the most beautiful little girl I've ever seen. His wife, Asia, me and her just sat and we just talked all day. And it was just fantastic. Just like, you know, building relationship with my clients. I haven't seen them in a while. And, you know, I normally work with Kel in New York. And so now that I'm here in LA, I'm super grateful that he called me to be a part of his press day today. And so being around him was great, and just trying to stay healthy and stay 6 feet apart, and also taking COVID test after COVID test and preparing for work that's coming up in the next couple weeks also. And it's been real. It's been a real couple of weeks, balancing more work coming in and the things that I have planned out since I've been, in quarantine. So bear with me, guys, with trying to get this podcast out. I am going to record two podcasts back to back so that the other one will come out on Sunday also, so that I'm not missing out another week again or like a few days. But thank you guys for tuning in. And today, the beauty product of the week is, of course, Kamara A Unique Beauty. Hello. It's the Esther Lash, because we're talking about Esther today. But it's the Esther Lash. Most some of you guys may know that the Esther Lash was also known as the Salama Lash before. So I did keep some of the lashes that I had before, and the Esther Lash did stay, because it was a fantastic lash. It's a wispy, beautiful, lash that goes from short in the middle to longer on the outer corners. And I paired that up this week with the Strength Liner. And it's one of my favorite lashes. I've been wearing it for a few times, a lot of times this week. And you guys know, with each lash purchase, you get up to 25 wears with each lash, so with proper care. So make sure you guys are taking good care of your lashes, you're cleaning them properly, you're not putting mascara on them too early. I'm gonna do more more things on videos on Instagram, just to share like proper care, share how to like apply. Maybe I'll do like a get together where everyone that purchased will do a quick like how to class on Zoom, so I can see you guys and meet you all face to face. And then we just do like a little eyelash Zoom party, and basically how to apply your lashes, Zoom party. So let me know in my inbox if you are down to come to the Zoom party. I'm going to post it and, post like a poll and see if you guys are interested. And if you are, I would love to see you and meet all your faces. So let's get right into the podcast. Let's get right into Queen Esther. That's not a good song to go for Esther. Don't judge me. Esther is more like, yeah. So Esther is, Esther is a queen. She is a beauty queen. She won a pageant, which made her become queen. Esther is a minority. She is an orphan. She was disenfranchised. There's many things about Esther that we can all relate to. But the one thing that Esther was, that was something we should all be inspired by, was her bravery, was the fact that she stood in the gap for a nation. And her standing in that gap and risking her life saved the lives of the Jews. Now, before I talk about her bravery, I do want to talk about the fact that Esther became queen after Queen Vashti disobeyed the king, King Xerxes. And when I was reading this the book of Esther again, because I've read it many times, God pointed out to me that many of us will be promoted because of someone else's disobedience. Many of us will experience what God wants to do for someone else because we were ready. We were ready and prepared to move forward, and another person missed out on that opportunity. Not saying that I wish that on anybody, but all I'm saying is that what I'm feeling from God is that, are you prepared for what he's about to promote you in, and are you ready for it? And so I feel like you guys, if you guys feel this for yourself, start preparing and getting yourself ready for your promotion and for whatever God is going to do in your life, because you don't want to be like queen. You don't want to be chosen like Esther and then not ready to be fully queen. You get what I'm saying? The next thing I want to talk about is the beauty treatment that each woman had to go through before they were able to be presented to the king. So when we look at Esther 2 verses 12, it says, before a young woman's turn came to go into King Xerxes, she had to complete 12 months of beauty treatments prescribed for the women. 6 months with oil of myrrh and 6 with perfumes and cosmetics. And this is how she would go to the king. Anything she wanted was given to her to take with her from the harem to the king's palace. In the evening, she would go there, and in the morning, she would return to another part of the harem to the care of Shazgaz, the king's eunuch, who was in charge of the concubines. She would not return to the king unless he was pleased with her and summoned her by name. When the turn came for Esther, the young woman Mordecai had adopted, the daughter of his uncle Abihail, to go to the king, she asked for nothing other than what Haggai, the king's eunuch, was in charge of the harem, suggested. And Esther won favor of everyone who saw her because she was kind to them. You know, she was, Esther was definitely very kind, and they gave her favor because of that. But not to talk about her, like how kind she was, I do want you guys to think about that. But I want you guys also to take this time to think about your self-care routines. You know, it makes me think about my personal self-care routines. Like, am I doing better things for myself during self-care Sunday? Or my daily self-care? Like, am I taking better care of my skin? Am I giving myself a bubble bath when I feel like I need to just rest or turn my phone off and get off of Instagram? There's many times when I find myself just scrolling on Instagram for hours when I could have taken that time to maybe read a book, and I could have finished a book by then, or I could have, you know, maybe given myself a face mask and popped a couple of maskne that's coming in on my skin, you know. So I just want you guys to think about how the women were taught to care for themselves as to prepare to become queen. And it's just a friendly reminder that we should take the time to care for our bodies and how we smell, how we look, how we feel mentally and physically. Self-care is all about caring for yourself physically and mentally, whether it's working out, whether it's working out 5 days a week or 2 days a week, whether it's going for a run, whether it's drinking a gallon of water a day. I'm on this 75-day challenge where I drink a gallon of water a day, 45 minutes workout. I do 2 45-minute workouts a day, and I am also trying to eat more vegan, more plant-based, so that I can basically lose some of the weight that I gained during quarantine, but also have more clarity and more more clarity in my mind, and also get to the goals that I've always wanted and desired for myself. You know, it's funny, I had a massage the other day, and I met this fantastic young lady, and she was giving me some of her morning, you know, daily routine that she does. And she calls it her life savers. And I want you guys to write this down because I thought it was just fantastic. And, the girl is, at Helping Healing Hands. I definitely want to give her credit. She was amazing here in LA. And she is a Christian woman who massages, and after she gives you a massage, she asks if she could pray for you, and it was powerful and amazing. I'll definitely keep her, add her information at the end of the podcast. It'll be on the show notes. So life savers. So S is for silence, that you should meditate and sit in silence for 7 to 10 minutes. Affirmations. Claim victory over your life for 7 to 10 minutes. So you want to write down different beauty affirmations or different affirmations that speak to you and that you need to hear. Visualize. You want to envision your goal and the step it'll take for you to get there. And then exercise. 7 exercises for a minute each, or you could do 7 exercises for 7 minutes each to give yourself like a little bit more of an exercise. And then you want to read. Read the Word of God. You could read the Jesus Calling book. You could study something new about your craft, or you could master your craft in 7 minutes. I'm telling you, if you try this, like, let me read up on something about my craft for 7 minutes and learn about what the new beauty trends is, or learn about what the new real estate trends is, then you might find yourself opening your eyes up to something new that you can take to teach others. And then you want to scribe. write down a prayer or the 10 new things that you are grateful for, a to-do list for the day, or your intentions for the day. She said that this saved her life when she was down and out, and it gave her clarity, peace, strength, and discipline. And she found joy doing it every morning. So shout outs to my girl that did this. It's Helping Healing Hands on Instagram. And she is just fantastic and awesome. I'm trying to get her name because I'm like, let me get her name so I could just say it to you guys. But I'll definitely write it down on the show notes so you guys can have. She was fantastic and she's here in LA. So definitely take some time to get into some self-care and taking better care of yourself, just like the queens did before they met with the king. So let's get back into how Esther was super brave and amazing. Esther was brave like most of the women in the Bible that I've studied so far. She embodied strength like most of them, hence why I named the liner, my eyelash line, the 2-in-1 liner and glue, the strength liner. You know, all the women had this strength about them that was just inspiring and super dope. And so I was like, if I'm going to name something after them, I'm going to name it the strength liner. So even though she was queen, she couldn't just approach the king. Like her going to King Xerxes to tell the king about, you know, Haman's plot to kill the Jews was straight murder. Like it was like, girl, you're you're stepping into dangerous waters right now. And thank God had showed her favor and had favor over her life, of course, because she was not killed because of her, you know, she was allowed to come and speak to the king and let him know what was going on and what the plot was to kill the Jews. She also could have been killed because she too was a Jew, you know, and she hid that from the king. Of course, Mordecai, who is awesome, came in and reminded her to not forget that she too is a Jew and that if she doesn't go and stand up for the nation, she will die and someone else will come in to help the nation and deliver them from what they were about to experience. But since she was a queen, maybe, don't judge me, y'all. And I'm going to keep this up there too. So y'all get all the tea. But since she was a queen, maybe she was made for such a time like this. Maybe she was made for this time to help save the Jews from this experience. You know, it's a shout out to having a Mordecai in our life. We all need a Mordecai to come and help us push us and fulfill, to help push us to fulfill our purpose. And maybe that Mordecai in your life is your husband. Maybe the Mordecai in your life is your father or spiritual dad. So you always want to think about who is the Mordecai in your life that will help us fight our fears. But I also made me think about how many of us allow fear to cripple us and to stop us from completing the thing that God told us to do. I know that I almost did that with my lash line. You know, I talked myself out of it for about a year and a half because I was studying. The lash line came out in 2019 and I was testing out lashes for over a year and a half. I had the lashes sitting in my house and I literally told myself, I'm not Pat McGrath. I'm not Rihanna. I'm not this person. I'm not Lily Lashes. I'm not these people. And I talked myself out of doing it. And I had to be forced by God, of course, to pull out the lash line and to finally push it out because I brought it with me to this Essence magazine shoot. And my friend Julie Wilson was like, oh, these lashes are pretty. Oh, this packaging is beautiful. Wow, your name is on it. Girl, these are beautiful on. Why are you not pushing it out? You're not going to do it? You have the product? You have everything ready? Okay, it'll be in the magazine on this day in March. And I had 1 month to prepare to pull the lashes out. So God literally was like, if I don't push her to do it, she's never going to do it. And that was just fair. And I've realized that how many other, you know, artists have come out with lash lines since then. And I'm sure that my story and I'm sure that and not trying to pat myself on the back or trying to say that I am something that is bigger than anybody or anything like that. But just to say, like, I'm sure that my story inspired many to move forward and to do the thing that scared them. And even though I may not get that credit, I know that I share my testimony all the time and someone had to hear it. And so many people have dropped their lash lines. And I'm so proud of you guys that's doing that. I'm so proud of people that are stepping out and not thinking about if I don't have celebrity clients or if I don't have any of these things like that Kamara may have. It's okay. You have you, and you alone are your own person, and you alone know what God told you. And as long as the things that you're coming out with is spirit led and it's led by God, I'm sure that God has his hand on what you're about to do and where you're about to take it. So keep pushing, keep moving forward, and keep doing the best that you can. Just don't tag and talk about your lash line under my product. That's happened a couple times and I had to block a couple people. Just don't do that. And we're cool. It's just boundaries with us. I would never go to Lily Lash's website and Instagram and be like, yeah, I dropped my lash line on this day. And I would never do that to Danessa Myricks. I would never do that to Pat McGrath. I would never do that to anyone. Don't do it to me. Yeah, I had to say that because it happened a few times and I had to block them. And so when I think about the Bible, Isaiah 41, when the Bible says, do not fear anything, when God says, do not fear anything, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, be assured, I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand, a hand of justice, of power, of victory, and of salvation. Indeed, all those who are angry with you will be put to shame and humiliated. Those who strive against you will be as nothing and will perish. And I know we're not going to claim that on anybody's life, but God does what he wants to do to remind you that he has your back, to remind you that even the naysayers and the people that talk about you, you know, he's going to make sure that you have victory on everything. And God is awesome, man. And we have to trust what God is doing in us. And we have to trust the fact that God is behind us in everything that we do. As long as it's spirit led and as long as it is him that's telling you what to do, then you have to move forward and trust in the Lord God with all your heart and lean not onto your own understanding. In all your ways, if you acknowledge him, then he will direct your path. I could tell you that in every different version of the Bible. Okay. You know? And another thing I was thinking about today too was like the scripture, no weapon that's forged against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us, we shall condemn. You know, that means also our tongue. What are we saying about ourselves? What are the things that we're speaking over our lives? Like me saying to myself that I'm not this person, or I'm not better than this. You know, I could never do this. I'm basically speaking a curse over my life to tell myself that I couldn't do it, and then I fall back. So basically, watch the things that you speak over your life at this time when you're trying to push something out. Watch the things that you're trying to that you say. I just had this call with my friend just now, Joyce, and she was just like, don't say that about your post. Because I was like, ugh, I don't like how my social media is looking. It's looking trash. And she's like, girl, you cannot talk like that about it. That's God's business. You got to be careful what you say. And she literally checked me. But you know, we all need friends like that. That's going to remind you of what God said about your business, because you share it with someone and when you have that moment of doubt that creeps in and you're like, I can't do it. I can't go to the king and tell him that I'm a whole Jew and that one of his right hand men is trying to kill all the Jews and I'm about to get killed and he needs to help save me. Like, can you imagine what Esther was going through in her mind? Like, y'all, it took me a while to fully lean on God and not fear the woman that he has called me to be. Especially when you look at others and you compare yourself to others. You know, they always, one thing that people say is that comparison is a thief of joy. And I was listening to my mentor and my prophetic coach, Asha. She is the founder of the Prophet's Keep, on Instagram. She talked about not coveting another person's anointing, not looking at another person's anointing and saying, I wish I had that, or I should be like that, or I need that, or why her and not me, God. You know, And I'm only telling you this because this is something that I also had to learn from myself. Because when you do those things, it allows you to speak harm over that person. And it allows you to speak harm over yourself. And it's not okay. It's not good. It's not good at all. Because those things talked me out of so much. It talked me, like, doing that and comparing myself to others talked me out of accomplishing the things that God has called me to do, which pushed me back and delayed me from doing the things because I did not believe fully in myself. I did not fully believe in my calling. And it wasn't until I had to really get into my word and understanding what God has said to me and the prophecies that he's spoken over my life and that he sent his prophets. But you know, when God says, trust my prophets, I send my prophets. Prophets are God's friends. So when you have a prophet come and speak to you, then you want to basically trust, you know, take it, of course, take whatever the word is back to God to make sure it's not a false prophet that's speaking into your life. But most of the times, if someone is speaking to you and they're speaking life into you and edifying you, then that is a prophet of God. And so you want to basically, like the Bible also says, trust not, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Not to speak against somebody that's a prophet, not to speak against someone that, you know, that works for the Lord, because they are God's friends. And you just got to be very careful how you speak over people and speak over their lives. And, you know, God's timing is not my own. And he knew what would happen before I did. He knew that I was going to talk myself out of doing the lash line a couple of times. He knew that I was going to talk myself out of it. Even this year, I was almost going to talk myself out of it and say, you know what? I think I'm going to just not come back out with the lash line. I think I'm going to just chill and I'm going to figure out another thing. You know, but he would send some of you guys to send me emails to say, hey, Kamara, just want to know when this is happening. Just want to know what's this, what's going on with the lashes. And I don't think each of you guys knew that when you guys were emailing me or DMing me or questioning me on it, it pushed me. It literally pushed me to keep going. It pushed me to say, you know what? I actually have something that is important to others. I actually have something that is more than just lashes. When I created the lash line, I didn't want to just have something that I just put my name on and called it a day. Like, I wanted something that was going to make each and every one of you guys feel beautiful. And so I thank each and every one of you for how amazing my weekend was for my launch. Black Friday was fantastic. And I just want you guys to keep the momentum going. Please tell your friends about it. I'm creating a little code type of thing going on with each purchase, you will receive points. It's a point system and you'll receive points for every purchase. And so after your like fifth lash, you're going to receive a free lash. And so I want you guys to just like, I know it's lashes. I know that it's something that you might not need right now, but it is something that we all need because we're wearing masks. And the one thing that we need to see when we need to tag our husbands is our eyes. We need to just bat those eyes and smize. And you could do that with a fantastic lash that looks like your own. Okay? Had to plug that real quick. But anyway, I also wanted to just say that I share a lot with you guys about the things that I've experienced with my own identity and my own insecurities and the things that I've grown from. Just to help you guys learn from my mistakes, I think that not being brave in certain things and not being a finisher and not completing the things that God has called me to do has made things kind of wobbly and shaky in my life. And I feel like we just have to really just birth out those things and really complete every project that God has placed in us. Like, he would not give us this desire in our heart for us to just be like, second guess it or say, all right, God, well, I'm gonna just go halfway and then I'm gonna come back in. Okay. Like, I'm gonna swim to that buoy because I know that the water is only 6 feet deep and I could like pop myself back up. But as long as the water gets like 20 and 30 feet, God, we don't have a deal. Like, we do not have a deal. I'm not going further than that. So I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be right here by the shore. And, you know, if you want to send me a boat, to go over to the deeper waters, then I'll do that. But other than that, if you're not sending a boat, then I'm good. I'm not swimming. Right? So it's like, how do you trust God if you can't swim to where he's telling you to go? Right? thank you, Holy Spirit, for that. It was cute. I also share it because I want you guys to step out and be more courageous. You know, when it comes to your life and your goals, you have to encourage yourself to complete what you're called to do and be your very best self at it. Compete with yourself. Don't compete with others. Be who God has called you to be. Be the woman, the man, I'm not sure who's listening to this, but be the person that God has called you to be fully in everything that you do. When it comes, even if you're a makeup artist, if you're a realtor, if you're a founder of a podcast, whatever it is that you're doing, just always try to be your best self at that. And also, like Esther, you know, I said this earlier that I thought about how Mordecai was awesome and how asking God for the Mordecai in your life. God, who is that Mordecai in my life? Who is the man or the woman or, you know, who's the person that you're sending into my life to help me to push out my purpose? Who is the person that you're sending into my life to help me, see myself the way that you see me? You know, Mordecai saw Esther and how courageous she was going to be. He saw that in her. He spoke that into her. He said to her, like, maybe it's the time for you to do that. Maybe you were given this time to become queen just so you can help save this nation. And it made Esther think twice. But the one thing I appreciate about Esther was that she fasted. She fasted before she made any move. She went to God. And she fasted and she told everyone to fast with her. And it was a corporate fast where they all fasted together. And that's when she received the courage from the Lord to really move forward and approach the king. And then, of course, God's hand was on it because she invited God into what act she was about to do. She invited God to go forward with her. And so with that act, God basically showed her favor. But her favor came from being, of course, allowing God to be first and also being kind to others. And so I just want you guys to read more about Esther. Read the book of Esther. It's a fantastic book. It's all about beauty and it's all about obedience and it's all about just how amazing the love of God is over his children, and especially when we're obedient. I'll see you guys again next week. Please, I'm going to end the podcast here because I could keep going. Tag a friend, tag a sister, tag a husband, tag somebody. Subscribe and download the podcast. I would appreciate you guys if you download this podcast. Make sure you guys are subscribed and you're downloading every episode. It will mean the world to me. Please share it with a friend also. And if this podcast touched you today, post it on Instagram. Let me see that I'm actually touching you guys, and I will repost it. And I thank you guys. I appreciate you guys and I adore thee. Thank you again for listening. I will see you guys again on Sunday. There will be a new podcast out. I promise. I'm going to film it now. I promise you. All right. Later.